fear of aloneness under letters and comments. I'm writing this email to ask you for advice. Yesterday, I had an experience that I have never had before. I was reading a book on Advaitic teachings, and while I was thinking deeply about them, I suddenly felt, half intellectually, that I am consciousness, not the body, and this consciousness drew my attention to itself. It was totally unlike anything I had ever experienced. I often used to have a strong sensation in the heart center, like a feeling of love or joy, but this used to be connected with the body. But yesterday's experience was totally disconnected from the body. Of course, there was the body and everything else around it, but it was just not me. That may sound very good so far, but this experience was not at all pleasant. There was no peace, no light, no bliss, only fear. I felt totally alone. In such situations, I usually pray to Bhagavan, but even the Bhagavan I used to know, his picture seemed to belong just to the physical world. He was not there to pray to, and that is why I felt so alone. Even now, as I am writing this and I remember the experience, I feel this fear once again. It probably is the fear of the loss of everything real to me and the feeling that I will be all alone from now on. Again, there was nothing like bliss or peace about this experience, although the consciousness attracted my attention forcibly like a strong magnet. For a few minutes, I was even afraid I would go crazy. But because I was so afraid and this state scared me so much, I used all my energy to forcibly escape it and draw my attention back to the physical world. After a few minutes, I was back to normal consciousness. Then I closed the book because what I read just scared me even more. I don't know if it was good that I returned to normal consciousness, or better if I had surrendered myself to this consciousness. I probably should have, but I was so frightened that I would go crazy. Bhagavan's advice to me would probably be, inquire for whom is this fear. And I remember having read some passages in talks dealing with the topic fear during meditation, but I just didn't have enough courage to do that. I felt I would have been all alone forever if I had gone further. Was it once again just the ego which protested its impending loss of consciousness, or did I do something wrong? I mean, something dangerous. Did I make some mistakes in the meditation, something that could easily drive me crazy? I would appreciate any advice. Maybe you have had a similar experience, or you have heard or read about it and you can help. Devotee from Germany. First of all, it is certain that you are not going crazy. The physical life that this experience negated, causing you fear, is much closer to madness than the experience of loss of bodily identification. As your mind was withdrawing from all outward ties, the innate samskaras rose up to thwart this inward journey by interpreting it as a descent into aloneness or nothingness. Why? Because to the mind, the opposite of objective creation is non-existence, where the mind cannot go. But in that state of self-aware aloneness, there is, in reality, no others separate from us. There is, in fact, no aloneness, but only pure being. So, the ultimate state is not one of aloneness, but completeness and fullness, in which no individual is present to experience fear. Out of deeply ingrained habit, the ego or mind will fight back, declaring that to lose everything objective is to lose ourselves, which is just the opposite of the truth. To experience the truth, we must lose all and die in order to have true life in and as the self alone. Seekers usually do not grasp clearly that the total annihilation of the seeker, the ego, the I who seeks, is the goal of all spiritual paths. For once the surrender is lost in the depths of being, only then the true eternal self is experienced. Since you have been studying Bhagavan's teaching for so long, I am sure you know all this, but now that you have come face to face with this aspect of its truth, you should not allow the thief, ego or mind, to steal it away or reject it. Once you hold on to this consciousness and discard everything, world, body, thought, mind, ego, you will remain as the self alone. You have had a taste of the awareness of your existence as undivided consciousness. However, you should remember that it is he who recollects that taste who fears the thought of losing all. It is not the pure awareness that fears loss. That is why the ancients have said that the mind is a good servant but a bad master. We must not listen to what the mind tells us, but trace it to its source and hold on to the awareness. Then we shall be free from troubles, including the one about which you have just written. The next time you are called to surrender to this inward pull of self-awareness, please remember this so that you can allow your individuality to dissolve in it without fear and experience your true natural state of being. Editor.